producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All righty, 855-993-7569. Not a bad time to call me and tell me what's on your mind. And if there's something I can help you with, just certainly let me know about that. I'm imploring you, how's that, to call early in the hour rather than late in the hour so we don't run out of time, okay? If there's something that I can help you with. So 855-993-7569. We were talking yesterday about the fact that, it was kind of several questions that kind of coalesced. One, there were two news articles. One was about a professor at Yale who around Halloween had said, apparently Yale had put out a directive saying, okay, let's try and be a little sensitive about our Halloween costumes, so no headdresses, because that's disrespectful to Native Americans, no turbans, because that's disrespectful to people from the Middle East, and there were some others, tried not to offend particular ethnicities, to which a professor, I think she was an assistant professor, actually. One of the teachers said, come on. You know, if you can't be dumb and a bit obnoxious on Halloween, when can you be? And there was such a hue and cry that she resigned. So that was number one. I guess sort of being that that there's a blowback to political correctness as well, I guess, as well as everything else. There was a member of the Board of Education, I think it was in Wisconsin, who decided she didn't want Jim Henson's book about kids being aware of homelessness introduced to kindergartners. She said the kindergartners should not know about that. And so it's gone to the Board of Education about so they can either decide to ban the book, to let parents decide, or let the book go. That seems to me that it's kind of like, I hesitate to talk about Santa Claus this time of year for obvious reasons, that we have kids listening to the program, so we just refer to him usually as the big guy. I'm trying to remember when I decided that the Tooth Fairy was really my parents. I've had the question before of, you know, what did we tell our kids? And my deal was always that I didn't lie about it, but I didn't truth about it either. And my kid, when she was just about this age, I think she was 5 or 6, I heard her on Christmas Day talking with her grandmother. And clearly the question was, did the big fella come to your house? And my kid's response was, nobody sent some stuff. So she'd sorted it out. And then the obvious question is, if you believe in the big fellow, what about all the ones on street corners and whatever? So I'm one of those people who think the thing about lying is that you regardless of how benign the lie, is that you have to keep it up. And so I'm not a huge fan of fibbing. The question is, between lying and truthing, there's a fair amount of real estate. And this particular woman felt that five-year-olds, it was too soon for them to be involved, even though it was Big Bird. So we asked people the question of, I'm trying to get the wording exactly right so I don't misconstrue what you guys have said. We actually asked two questions. What's the best and worst example of political correctness you've encountered? So, Jacob, do you have any sense of political correctness that you've run into?
Well, I think in general, I don't get where all this stuff's coming from. I mean, if it was up to me, I would kind of just let people say what they want to say and, you know, have people individually learn to kind of accept that sometimes people might say offensive things, you know. I mean, I'm trying to think of a specific example I've run into. I can't think of anything off the top of my head.
Well, I can remember I was at an archaeology dig in southern France, and it was multinational. And one of the guys said something about women, which I thought was offensive. But what I just said was, you know, I think that's a rude thing to say. But I didn't sort of, I didn't report him to anybody, and I sort of didn't want to let it go because I think by that silence means consent. But, you know, the idea that we can stand up for one another, the idea of legislating what we can say and what we can't say, I think that the words are a different category than the behavior. Behavior, I think we have, there are laws about behavior. There are laws about discrimination. But once we get, I live in an area where there's this big museum. It's a fantastic building. It's not a very good collection, to be quite honest. But it's called the Museum of the American Indian. It's only been there for maybe 2 or 3 years. And I was absolutely shocked that they would say that. Why wouldn't they call it the Native American? And it turns out that it's not even the Museum of the American Indian because it's both North and South America. So, and it is, I mean, it's jarring. It would seem to me if somebody refers to, I'll just give you an example. I'm a therapist. For a lot of people, the word shrink is either, depending on, I guess, your perspective, is either pejorative or descriptive. And I used to say to people I was a therapist, but then they'd ask for a back rub. So that didn't work very well. And I've never really objected to the word shrink, which sort of refers to a head shrink. So it could be either a psychologist or psychiatrist, I suppose, or a psychiatric social worker. But as far as I'm concerned, it's just a quick way of explaining kind of what I do for a living. And if somebody said it, if somebody said all shrinks are crazy, then I can take offense that, boy, isn't that kind of a global statement? But if I object to something specifically that someone has said to me, I don't have any trouble objecting to it. And if somebody says something about another group that I find offensive, I would say, wow, you know, I thought you were smarter than that. I guess I get into some kind of difficulties when I feel like it's being legislated. And I've argued with people about the Mrs. for years. Getting a PhD helped on that because then I didn't have to worry about whether I was Miss or Mrs. And I would say, they would say, well, it's Miss or Mrs. I'd say, it's either Ms. or it's Doctor. that I wasn't going to be called a Miss. Mrs., my marital status was irrelevant. And either I'm willing to be Ms., I'm willing to be Joy, or I'm willing to be Doctor. If you need a term that describes me, then it's not Miss or Mrs. You can go with the Doctor. Thanks very much. So, you know, I guess I'm not a great fan of political correctness. The only time that we ever sort of require it around here is during, every once in a while I'll do, all right, you can tell me a joke story, but it has to be on your own ethnicity. You can't tell a joke about somebody else's. Because it's a fine line between self-denigration and bigotry. And the only way I know how to do it is you can tell on yourself, you can't tell on anybody else. All right, let's see what people said.
All righty. We have one here. The worst example is soon after 9/11, my supervisor demanded all U.S. flags be taken down from our work areas, citing religious concerns.
Wait a minute. U.S. flags?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
I didn't quite get it either.
I can see safety concerns.
Yeah.
Religious concerns. That one really confounds me a bit.
Mm-hmm. I know, I was kind of curious of what that meant.
I wonder if...
maybe they thought the U.S. flags could offend other people.
I wonder if they're in the United States.
Oh,
I wonder.
Yeah, maybe not.
And the idea of being Muslim or anti-Muslim? But, I mean, there are American citizens who are Muslim. There are Muslims who are American citizens.
Yeah.
Do you see that Muslims collected $100,000... for San Bernardino victims?
Yeah, I did just see that, actually. When we were on break, I saw that.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
So I don't quite get that. Maybe whoever wrote it could call and explain it, because I don't quite get it.
Right.
And I'd love to hear.
Me too.
Although we do have a separation of church and state. Maybe they met it at churches? I don't know. A lot of churches and synagogues and even mosques have American flags. you'd like to know more about that, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and bad tweets can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? Reputation.com can protect your good name. Get a free consultation now at 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from Reputation.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771.
If you're like me, you're concerned about the stock market and the economy. You're asking the questions, but it just doesn't seem that you're getting the right answers. Well, my friends at the Wealth Preservation Institute not only have the answers, but they put together a free report, How to Survive the Upcoming Economic Collapse and Protect Your 401ks, IRA Savings, and Retirement Income. Don't hesitate. This report's for free for a limited time by calling 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. Take back your financial lives today.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Hi, I'm Dr. Sam Nussbaum with the Anthem Foundation. Premature birth is the leading cause of death of babies and disabilities for children. That's why we support the March of Dimes to help mothers have full-term pregnancies and healthy babies. Join us in supporting cutting-edge research, treatment, and outreach to help moms during their pregnancy and give every baby a healthy start in life. Learn how you can help at marchofdimes.org.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Hi, Dr. Brown. This is such a wonderful moment, marvelous moment for me because for so many years I've been wanting to call to thank you publicly for something that you said, I'll just say a long, long time ago that had a profound effect on me and put some things in perspective at the time that really straightened me out. And I'd love to reminisce if I can. And I don't, you know, you get so many thousands of calls, I wouldn't expect you to remember this. But many years ago, again, I was driving home. It was a nighttime broadcast of yours.
Right.
And a woman called in who was having an affair. And she was married. And she was then telling you that she was in love with this. And she wanted your advice, and she wanted to know absolutely directly whether you thought that she should divorce her husband and marry the guy that she felt she was in love with.
Right.
And, of course, you couldn't...
I read her the Riot Act, I'm sure.
Well, you said it very simply. You said, well, first of all, I can't give you an opinion on that. And then you asked some questions, and then you said the following. You said, I can only tell you one thing I know, and that is, it is very easy to be a lover. It is very difficult to be a spouse.
Yep.
And I've carried that with me for more years than we'd maybe like to count. It straightened me out at the time and helped me a great deal. And you've helped so many people over the year so profoundly and so much that we hardly know how to thank you.
Well, thank you. Listen, I may put it out there, but you guys have to do the heavy lifting. You guys have to do the work and sort of change, you know, find the discipline, find the courage, find the energy, whatever it is. So you're most welcome, but, you know, you need to sort of also be very aware of the fact that you're the ones who are changing your life, not I. I'll put it out there, but you're going to have to do the work.
Well, thank you for your leadership.
You're welcome, Robert. Thank you. Yeah, it is, you know, the short term is easy. Long term is the stuff that really requires the true grit, the courage, the intelligence, the morality, the commitment, the ethic. Gail, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Hi.
Hi, Dr. Joy. My question is about my daughter who's just turning six, and she has a friend that she's taking a liking to, but the girl is, as I can see, verbally and emotionally bullying her.
Leave her alone. They'll work it out.
I don't think they're going to work it out.
Well, but your daughter, Gail, they will.
No, but wait. Let me just...
No. Let me, please. Your daughter at some point will either decide that this isn't what she wants, at which point she'll walk away, or it obviously is meeting a need of hers. That and certainly relationships in which one is the dominant friend and one is the submissive friend are certainly not uncommon. Your daughter gets to choose her own friends, and the fact that you don't like the way this kid treats your daughter...
Can I just say one thing? I've been giving it since September.
Doesn't make any difference. Gail, your daughter is okay with it, or she would walk away from it.
No, she comes home. This is the weird thing about it. It's like an abusive adult relationship. She comes and tells me, so-and-so, when I sit with her at lunch, tells me I'm not allowed to talk.
So then what what do you say to your daughter?
I say, but Lena, if she's doing that, why don't you go sit somewhere else?
And what does Lena say?
She's not mature enough to fully understand that.
No. Gail.
She doesn't say anything.
Don't patronize your child. Gail, this resonates somehow with you. This is not about your daughter. This is about you. And because your daughter, you might say to her, not, why are you doing this? But you could say, well, you know what? Either you could say to her, I don't like this, or you can go ahead and talk, or you can find another friend. What do you want to do, Lena? And I guarantee you what Lena's going to say, which is, I don't know, at which point you can say, okay, look, let's make a deal that either if this is something that makes you happy, that you do it. If it makes you unhappy, let's find something else for you to do. But don't patronize your daughter and assume that somehow she's not mature enough to figure this out. This is about you, not about her. When your daughter doesn't want to play anymore, she'll stop playing. But clearly she decides that this other kid, and sir, bullying among six-year-olds is very common. I mean, all you have to do, and there is an alpha female, there's an alpha male, and quite often kids are attracted to it. Not only are they not repelled by it, they're attracted to it. But kids also grow up, and they sort of decide that they're not going to do that, or that it doesn't work for them, or they'll try something else. But I think what you're doing is you're giving your daughter reinforcement in that she'll come to you and you'll say, gee, this is a problem, but then she'll go back to it. So you need to make the clarity in your daughter's mind and in your own mind that, gee, if it's not fun, why don't you try something else? And if it's okay, then you don't complain about it. And that's a very helpful lesson for us to learn at 6 or 106. But this sounds to me that this has something to do, that this resonates with you, not your kid. Your kid will do what makes sense to her. Okay? That what you worry about is kids who are bullied and they don't choose this person as a friend, that everybody gangs up on them. But that isn't what's going on with your daughter. Your daughter's choosing to be with this kid. And the reason she's choosing to be with her is because everybody likes this kid. But your daughter can choose to be with somebody else. And certainly one of the things you can say to your daughter is, look, pick somebody who's not so popular. Pick somebody who sits by himself and go and sit with that kid. But your daughter will choose, right? She gets to choose her own friends. Corey, what's on your mind?
I'm seeing a therapist right now. I'm in the military, and it's a military therapist. I've had issues for about the past 14 years with depression. And
how old are you?
29.
Okay.
And two suicide attempts. And
did they let you in the service? Did they know that?
They didn't know about the first one.
Yeah.
And one of the reasons I joined the military is I was looking for an environment where my picture of the military was one where there'd be individuals who kind of held themselves to a standard that would put me in a position to learn from them and kind of overcome some of the things I was dealing with.
Sort of an idealized version of the military, isn't it? Okay, so...
It's not reality, yeah.
No, well, I wouldn't want to be harsh. How long have you been in?
3 years.
Okay. So have there has the depression lifted at all in the 3 years?
It has a little bit, but I still think about suicide on a daily basis.
And you have a gun?
No, I don't.
You don't have a gun?
My attempt at first was with pills, and then my second one... about 6 months ago, was to drive my car into a barrier, and I pulled away at the last minute. And at that point, I checked myself into a local hospital, stayed for 4 days. And I guess my question is, the therapist that I'm working with, the experience has been really frustrating, and I don't feel like any progress has been made, and kind of limited by the military medical system.
My guess is, and again, you know more about this than I, but my experience has been that you can go outside the military if you choose to find your own therapist.
Yes, and I've pursued that route, actually, and within the last month I am meeting with someone on a weekly basis. The military doctor could only meet with me month to month.
Oh, yeah. No, somebody who's actively suicidal, you need, first of all, you probably need to be on medication, and you certainly need to see somebody at least once a week. Yeah, and the idea being that it may be more expensive, but we're talking about life-threatening kind of issues here. I think you need a civilian. And it may be that the military isn't the place for you right now, but I think seeing a civilian therapist, even if you have to pay a bit more for it, we're talking about your life. We're talking about quality of life and, in fact, your life itself. Call me if you need me. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
Get your Plenty card at Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What do I get in coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
911, what is your emergency?
There's somebody in my house. Hurry, please.
A home break-in happens every 22 seconds. Homes without a security system are up to 3 times more vulnerable to a burglary. That's why they're simply safe. In an emergency, our advanced wireless technology alerts police up to 10 times faster, and your connection to emergency services can't be cut because Simply Safe doesn't rely on landlines. Simply Safe costs less than half what traditional companies charge, just $14.99 a month, and there's no commitment to an annual contract. Protect your family with the highest caliber security. Go now to SimplySafeDefense.com and get 10% off with free shipping and a 3-year warranty. Hurry, and you'll also receive a keychain remote worth $25. Try SimplySafe for a full 60 days. You'll feel confident that your family is safe or your money back. Go to SimplySafeDefense.com right now. SimplySafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Still wondering what to get that special someone that has everything? At ID Stronghold, we still find that a huge percentage of people do not yet have an RFID blocking wallet or purse to protect them from the new and growing threat of electronic pickpocketing. That's right. Even though 40% of all new chipped payment cards shipped in 2014 contain a wireless interface called RFID that allows the account information to be skimmed by a thief passing near your cards, most people are still unprotected. The good news is that ID Stronghold makes luxurious leather wallets and other products that prevent this. ID Stronghold founded the entire RFID protection industry and has been protecting the RFID chips in government and military ID cards for over a decade. So go to IDStronghold.com and get that loved one a stylish leather RFID blocking wallet or clutch. That's IDStronghold.com. After all, wallets and purses have always been a great gift. Now they are an even better gift. Visit IDStronghold.com today.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves, but this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, so we're talking political correctness or lack thereof. And the first one, I still don't understand saying that you couldn't fly the American flag because it was religious. I don't quite get that. But I guess we're just going to have to leave that one in the realms of I didn't quite get it.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so let's go on.
All right.
Hopefully the rest will be a little bit more understandable, at least from my point of view.
Yeah, a couple are.
Okay.
Still a little confusing. But, okay, here's one. Many, many years ago, my sweet mother-in-law referred to a young black man she worked with as boy. She did so because it was a term of endearment. She was raised on a Pacific island where this was a very common term for nephews and sons. She was called into her supervisor's office and admonished. She was crushed. She tried to explain. She thought the world of this young man, but they never listened to her, nor asked the young man to understand her side. It could have been a cultural understanding moment. All needed to listen, understand, and learn. It still makes me sad she was so misunderstood.
Yeah, it's a good example. It's a good example for a bunch of reasons. First of all, it's a good example for how, you know, I was thinking about it last night for reasons that are a little obscure at this moment, but it occurred to me that, I know I was watching something about, it's called A Messenger, it's about birds, and the idea that there's something like 20 billion birds, did you know that? There are lots of birds, yeah. I mean, just an unbelievably large number. But it occurred to me that I was thinking about it, that the far right wants nature to kind of change, that they're willing to accept nature changing, but they want human behavior to be like it used to be. The left is exactly the opposite. They want nature to be like it used to be and human behavior to change. And it occurs to me that they're exactly the same impulse, but just directed in completely different arenas. That this would have been, it's too bad whomever the supervisor was wasn't enlightened enough to say, you know what, things that were used to be acceptable aren't. There used to be, in the South, there were, you could, the African Americans who were then blacks, who were then Negroes, could only be in the back of the bus. And we've hopefully gotten a little bit more enlightened in this and understood that that's a really demeaning thing to do, to have a white drinking fountain and a colored drinking fountain. That's no longer acceptable. So that even though your impulse was not negative at all, that part of what you get to do is you get to be educated and then you get to educate others, that things that were okay, that were not meant pejoratively or meanly, may be interpreted that way. And so all of us have to be willing to be open to change, to listening, to understand other people's feelings. And if we're not talking about on a racial level, I think all of us have had the experience of having somebody take umbrage at something we said, and what our response is quite often, but I didn't mean to hurt your feelings. I didn't mean that. But we have to hear how the other person takes it, how it feels to them. And in that listening is how we evolve. So I think it's a great example, and it's sad on a whole lot of different levels. But the idea being that through gentleness and kindness, we can change. We can hear each other. We can understand that even though, obviously, your aunt meant nothing pejorative about it, that, in fact, someone could interpret it, a full-grown man being called a boy, no matter how affectionately, is demeaning. That he needed to hear that she did not mean anything negative about it, but she needed to hear that it could hurt his feelings. So we have to be willing to listen to each other and not assume the worst of each other, not assume malevolence or aggression or dislike, but understand that that's how we change, that's how we grow, this is how we become better people, of understanding not only what we meant, but how it's interpreted. So it's an excellent example. Thank you very much for sharing that. And what I would do is, rather than feeling sad about the fact that she was misunderstood, is understand that that progress, human progress, always comes at a price, right? It's never that learning stuff is difficult. Because we have to admit that we don't know something. We have to give up something that we believe strongly. Because if we feel our ideas are for using, not believing, and if we believe something to be the case, if we believe that we're right, we're going to be much more limited than if we're willing to listen to the fact that even though we didn't mean anything negative, that someone could understand it negatively, that it could feel different to them than it does to us. It's a great example. Okay, keep going.
That was a great way to put that.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Here's one. Well, I'm not sure if this qualifies, but to have Hillary Clinton as U.S. president would mean that Bill Clinton must assume the role as First Lady of the United States. This is the worst example of political correctness I have encountered so far. Could Bill be trusted being left alone with foreign first ladies after the Monica Lewinsky scandal? I don't know.
I think Bill may have learned his lesson from Monica. And, you know, living with a person who has her finger on the atomic, you know, weaponry may sort of keep everybody a little bit more honest. But the idea is that it's been floated before. Isn't there a TV program where the first lady is got, they call them the first gentleman?
Oh, really?
I think so. Yeah, I think there was at least something.
Funny.
I mean, it's an interesting idea.
Right.
Or just call it first spouse, and then we've done away with the whole sexual bias thing anyway.
Right.
Well, I mean, it's a cute example.
Yeah.
But when, I mean, the United States having a first female president might be kind of an interesting thing.
Yeah. All right, this one, I slightly confused. Maybe you can help me out.
okay.
She hates the term political correctness. It gives people permission to say things offensive to anyone that's not the majority. Why isn't it okay to attempt not to offend and apologize for giving offense unintentionally?
Well, I think that's the point, kind of, that start the first part of the sentence. I think her point is kind of my point, is rather than legislate how people should talk and express themselves, if we allowed people to be, I mean, there's a fine line between honesty and bigotry. I mean, and mm-hmm. I mean, it's one of the reasons I always hated Archie Bunker, All in the Family. I always thought that was an excuse for bigotry, and by making it cute, that it made it acceptable to hold those opinions. And I thought those opinions were an anathema, that they were troublesome, they were mean-spirited. And he was a mean-spirited guy in his own family as well. I mean, referring to his son-in-law's meathead, and telling his wife to stifle it. I mean, I thought he was a misogynistic, cranky, unpleasant human being. And the fact that we were supposed to view him as lovable, I always hated that program, even then. But the point being, so read the first part again, because I think that's kind of what he or she was referring to, but I'm not positive,
okay.
And I don't want to put words in their email.
She says, I hate the term political correctness. And then she said, it gives people permission to say things offensive to anyone not of the majority.
It gives people permission to say things not of the majority. Well, I don't think so. I think that's the point. It's saying, Native American as opposed to Indian. Plus, not to mention, you know, the notion that a whole group of people would find things equally offensive is offensive, is bigotry.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, if you think about it, that so I sort of tend to agree with you that as long as we legislate fairness, that you can't discriminate against somebody on the basis of their color or their creed, that sort of, and I think everybody's allowed to like or dislike somebody on the basis of hopefully who they are and not the color that they were packaged in, things over which they have no control. But I'd probably rather somebody say to me, I think shrinks are all con artists, as opposed to, and so I can at least deal with that, than saying, well, you know, therapists make their living off other people's misery. I mean, it's hard to give an example because it's hard for me to take umbrage at things. But
right.
The point being that that I think we're individually allowed to like or dislike anybody we want.
Mm-hmm.
The idea is that as part of our behavior, that there are things that are against the law to do. And
right.
As long as the laws are there, I worry a little less about what people actually say. However, having said that, what we all understand is that words, by describing, we bring into being. By saying that, if nothing else, saying Native American, which is kind of a mouthful, that it gives us the chance to kind of remind ourselves that those of us whose ancestors came from someplace else and took land away from people who really were trying to help us, it's kind of a crappy thing to do, and that we can sort of remind ourselves that and remind ourselves that it's not okay to do that. So maybe political correctness, as much as it's uncomfortable, by definition, it means it's trying to right a wrong. All right, so we'll come back to this in a moment. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Concerned about harmful contaminants in your water? Look to ProPure, the most trusted name in gravity water filtration systems. ProPure, with the silver-infused Pro-1 G2.0 filter, removes over 200 contaminants, including VOCs, heavy metals, chloramines, pesticides, pharmaceuticals, fluorides, and radiologicals. We don't just say it, we back it up. The Pro-1 G2.0 filter is NSF 42 certified and independently tested to meet NSF 53 and P231 standards.
ProPure water, the way nature meant it to be. Clean, crisp, and refreshing. Purchase with confidence in quality, performance, and customer service. Take advantage of our biggest holiday 25% off sale going on now. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com. Or call 800-544-3533. 800-544-3533.
As the cold and flu season approaches, Silver Lungs is ready to help you and your family through the toughest of the year by supporting your immune system and overall health. From our best-selling colloidal silver generating system to our entire line of silver-based skin gels, nasal sprays, soaps, and silver solutions, Silver Solutions remain one of nature's most powerful and least expensive antibacterial agents. Now you can produce your own for pennies a day in the comfort of your home using the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs generator. Learn more today at www.silverlungs.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Advice for Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're going back to political correctness in just a moment. I just wanted to point out two things that are true as of today. Three things, actually. First of all, the U.S. has more people behind bars than any other country, 2.2 million incarcerated. That's horrifying. Another, I guess, having to do with political correctness, your risk of being killed by police is 16 times greater for those with mental illness. I mean, I would have guessed it's a little bit higher,
wow.
But 16 times?
Still.
Yeah. And 1 year ago, Detroit emerged from bankruptcy, and the city now has a $35 million surplus. So, good on Detroit.
Ooh.
And the middle class no longer dominates in the U.S., which is a real problem, folks, because the middle class is the one that supports the economy more than anything else. Rich people buy yachts. Poor people don't have any money. So it's always been the middle class that supports supports the economy. They're now less than half of the population. They were 40 years ago. they were 60%, and now they're less than, so they're down by, what, 10 of 6, which is 15%. So that's a huge amount.
Wow.
It's a real problem. So there you go. The middle class has been the core of the country. A healthy middle class kept America strong, which everybody agrees. Residents, and that's why, one of the reasons why I really loved The Big Short. You know, I think it's the only movie, other than maybe 99 Homes, that's taken on some real social problems and tried to deal with them. But more people are actually moving up the ladder than down. The upper class is actually growing. So there we go. The share of Americans 65 and over in the upper bracket increased nearly 25% over that time. Married couples with no children in black Americans also saw larger gains. The most likely to fall in the lower class were those with only a high school degree and high school dropouts, as well as unmarried men. All right, well, that's what my foundation is about, so we'll do what we can as quickly as we can. All right, let's go back to political correctness.
All righty. All right, the worst is having to change words we use because of microaggression. You can't say
microaggression?
Short. Have you heard of that one yet?
Well, microaggression meaning sort of snotty little things to say. I don't know what... I mean, I know microaggression is kind of... aggression is aggression.
Yeah, apparently it's not outright statements that are offensive, but just, I don't know. But so she continues, you can't say short anymore. You have to say person of small stature. You can't say obese anymore. You have to say person of size. And she says the best example is... saying developmentally challenged now because retard is actually hurtful, she says. So she agrees with
that. All right, so wait a minute. So she's got, I think, tongue-in-cheek for part of it, but one of it she's absolutely in favor of.
Yes.
Right?
Yes. Yep.
So, my dear, I mean, look, the whole point is, as I said, things don't happen overnight, number one. Okay? Number two, if... I'm not sure that you can... Well, I suppose you can. I suppose you're allowed to. The idea being that you can pick and choose your political correctness, but if something is offensive to you, I think you have to be willing to admit that the other things may be offensive to other people. Fair enough?
Yeah.
I mean, she's saying, all right, that presumably she is not heavy. So the issue about obesity is not troublesome.
Right.
The issue about being short, presumably she's not short, we would just call those vertically challenged. But the issue about mental challenge is important to her. So she's saying, okay, that the term retarded is offensive. The term obese is not. So it really depends on your perspective.
Right.
But somebody who has... an IQ above, you know, 110, but is heavy, is very likely not going to be as offended by the word retarded, although I think retard has gotten such, because that term has been shortened and was always a sort of pejorative term,
mm-hmm.
Has probably had a longer shelf life of people being unhappy about it. But you can see that your perspective is going to determine what you think is offensive. I mean, would I prefer obese to fat? Obese is actually a medical term that means 20% over your ideal weight.
Right.
So, I don't know.
And, I mean, even mental retardation in the beginning was also, I don't know if it's
absolutely.
Medical,
it was a very specific
right.
term. So, the point is, I guess part of it, and it gets back to one of the original comments that we had, is that the intent...
Yeah.
But since we can't always tell intent, maybe we need to just be careful that if someone said the same thing about you or someone you love, would you take offense? And if the answer is yes, then maybe you don't use that term.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go around saying to somebody that they were obese anyway? They probably know it.
Right. Or short even, I mean, I guess.
Exactly. I mean, all that just means that they're not as tall as you are.
Okay, this one's kind of a hot topic. He says, worst is Black Lives Matter. That's all.
Is what?
The Black
yeah.
Lives
well,
Matter.
So that's, I mean, in some ways, saying black is, you know, was not acceptable because I grew up, Well, I grew up in the South, so Negro was part of it. But then black was the much more socially acceptable. Black showed that you were not a racist. But then black was unacceptable, and African-American became much more acceptable. So now Black Lives Matter, I don't know if what that... I think that lives matter, that people matter, mm-hmm. that dreams matter, that kindness matters. And I think saying black lives or pink lives or butterscotch lives or red lives or plaid lives matter, that lives matter. Keep going.
All righty. The term winter party, I'm assuming he's referring to not people not wanting to say Christmas. So that's kind of funny. And then this one.
I'm up for any party, anytime.
So this one's another one that gets a little slightly confusing. His best is "Thou shall not murder."
That's politically correct.
I guess.
I don't really understand that.
And then he's got, so his misguided political correctness is the common tactic of saying that's offensive, fill in the blank with an opinion or a truth supported by evidence.
But look, there's no evidence. There's no truth. It's troublesome for me.
Right. Right.
And I don't think you need to go beyond that. I don't think you could say, well, you know, could we find another term? Because, you know, that term makes me unhappy or makes me shut down or whatever. Like, we can be kind to one another. We don't have to assume the worst of one another. We can sort of say, can we negotiate that? I mean, there are certain words that we know people are going to be offended by. And hopefully we try not to use those. And the rest of them we're going to bump into. So we apologize and figure out what other words we can use. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
My name is Don Wiskin. In 1994, I lost my 62-year-old father to complications of bypass surgery. In 1977, my 44-year-old brother was found dead in his apartment. He suffered a heart attack. In January of 98, my mother had a stroke and passed away in her bed. 21 days later, my 53-year-old brother passed away on his arrival to the hospital. He waited too long. In June that same year, I almost joined them at 42. What did I do? I took a 7-herb formula I now call Extendivite, made from garlic, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, hawthorn, milk thistle, and valerian. Based on German studies of natural medicine, Extendivite is designed to clear blocked arteries, clean the toxins from your blood, and improve your immune system. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.